Okay, so this is a self-hypnosis exercise in overcoming over-functioning, overcoming perfectionism. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable position for your head, for your arms, your hands, your legs, your feet. Allow your shoulders to drop down. Allow your head to sink back into the chair. And allow your entire body to slowly relax with each breath. And as we go through the hypnosis exercise, you can allow yourself to forget about the sounds you may or may not hear around you. You don't need to try to block out those sounds. But whenever you become aware of sounds around you, it can be a reminder to come back to your breath, breathing in nice and deep and slow, exhaling, coming back to the sounds of my words and the growing sensations of relaxation in your body. So now you're comfortably relaxed in your chair, in your sofa, in your bed. I'd like you to roll your eyebrows up as if you're looking straight through the top of your forehead, looking way, way up, staring upwards. And gradually you may notice a light strain in your eye muscles, the lower lids, just looking upwards. Good. Now allow your eyelids to close while you continue to look upwards. Closing your eyelids as if they're glued together, but continuing to look upwards. Good. And then when you're ready, take a long, slow, deep breath in. The deepest breath you've taken in a while, and hold that breath. Holding. One, two, three, four, five. Now slowly release that breath and allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. Letting that breath all the way out, just like a balloon collapsing. All the tension is draining out of your body with every exhalation. Growing more deeply relaxed with every exhalation. And as you take each long, slow, deep breath in, breathing in nice and deep into your chest, all the way down to the lower ribs, feeling that wonderful expansion in your rib cage as you breathe in. Really notice the sensations as you breathe all that oxygen in. And then the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath go. Let it all out, letting go of tension, tightness, just letting go. And every breath you'll notice you drift more comfortably into a deeper state of relaxation. And as you drift deeper and deeper, slowly your mind will drift off to a safe, comfortable, happy place, wherever that may be. On top of a mountain, a beach, floating on a cloud, somewhere imaginary, or just floating in a state of calm, soothing energy, radiating all around you, a warm green, a warm yellow. Whatever is pleasing to you, slowly your mind will drift off to a safe, comfortable, happy place. And so with every long, slow, deep breath in, filling your lungs and your chest with that nourishing oxygen, feeling your rib cage expanding, your shoulders dropping down, and that wonderful sense of release as you let that breath slowly out, letting it go, releasing tension and tightness from your body. Tension and tightness from the very tips of your fingers. In your fingers, in your palm of your hand. All the tension and tightness there, slowly evaporating, releasing from your body, dissipating. Evaporating like water on a hot driveway. Dissolving, evaporating, disappearing through every pore of your body with every exhalation, just letting go. Noticing tension and tightness in your fingertips, in your fingers, in your hands, and just exhaling and letting go. Letting that tension and tightness just float away. It's unneeded. It's blocking. It's unhelpful. So taking another long, slow, deep breath in when you're ready. Breathing deeply, calmly into your lower ribs. Enjoying the sense of expansion in your ribcage. A wonderful, comfortable sense of fullness, not forced, not pressured, just wonderfully comfortable, full. And then releasing and letting go ever so slowly. Just letting that tension drain out of your body. Starting to feel a sense of tingling, warmth or coolness in your fingers, moving into the palms of your hands. Gradually, slowly moving up your arms at a pace that feels right, that feels comfortable for you. And when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And exhaling. And letting go. Letting go. And as you continue to notice the growing sensations of relaxations in your fingers, tips of your fingers, in your palms, also draw your attention to the tips of your toes. Noticing any tension and tightness there. And as you exhale on your next exhalation, just imagine that tension and tightness floating off. And as your feet and gradually your legs relax, you may notice your feet falling to the sides in a way that's comfortable and pleasing for you. And just letting every long, slow inhalation and every long, slow exhalation become the focus of your attention. Focusing as you breathe in on the sternum moving upwards, the rib cage expanding, the breath moving downwards into the lungs. And then as you exhale, whether you breathe out through your mouth or out through your nose, just focusing on the movement of the air passing over your lips or the tip of your nose. Just exhaling and letting go more and more. And you may notice the warmth, tingling, coolness in your hands moving more gradually. Upwards, to comfortably flowing through your forearm, gradually into your upper arm. You may notice it too in the toes, tingling at the bottom of the feet, the top of the feet, or warmth or cool sensation. Just focusing all your attention on the growing sensations of relaxation in your feet and in your hands. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in when you're ready. Wonderful sensation of fullness in the chest, the sternum, the rib cage moving upwards. And then everything just relaxing like a balloon as you let that breath out more and more. And with every exhalation, you'll notice more and more the growing sensations of relaxation in the feet, in the hands, in the arms, in the legs. Also as well, you may notice it at the top of the head moving downwards over the forehead, like an energy, a calm, soothing energy, relaxing the muscles in the forehead, allowing the lines in the forehead to smooth out. The muscles around the eyes, under the eyebrows, smoothing out. The little muscles at the corners of the eyes, relaxing and letting go. And as that soothing, calming energy flows downwards over your, from the top of your head, over your forehead, over your eyes, your eyelids becoming heavier, comfortably heavy, your cheeks relaxing, your jaw letting go, your shoulders dropping down. Slowly, little by little, breathing deeply, comfortably, easier with every breath. It becomes so much easier to breathe in a deep and rhythmic way. Every breath is more nourishing, more comfortable, more restorative. Every exhalation releases more tension. Every inhalation just brings in more calming, soothing energy. Breathing in that oxygen dissipates throughout your body, to every cell. And gradually, with every breath, little by little, your whole body just begins to relax. And slowly, you'll notice a sensation of floating, drifting, right through the chair, the sofa, wherever you lay. And with each breath, the sensation of floating and drifting will become greater, more enjoyable, more relaxed. With every breath you take and with every word that is said, growing sensation of relaxation, calm and peacefulness will fill your experience with every breath. And slowly, in your way and in your time, you'll notice how you become more relaxed than you felt in a long, long time. And perhaps you'll be able to imagine yourself floating somewhere safe and comfortable, like in a large, large bath, so large you're able to float, enjoying the feeling of the warm water all around you, that sense of timelessness there. Perhaps floating in a warm lake, not a care in the world, the warmth of the sun gently warming you all around. Wherever you float, it's peaceful, it's safe, it's comfortable. Perhaps floating on a cloud, well supported under your head, your back, your legs, not a care in the world. This is your opportunity to relax your mind and your body, and to relax yourself so you can detach, disconnect dissociate as more comfortably as you want. Drift off into that wonderful state of deep relaxation. This is a time for you to enjoy a brief mental and physical holiday. Time for your body to rejuvenate, for your mind to undergo cellular regeneration, deep relaxation, bringing in warm, soothing, healing energy. And as you drift deeper and deeper off to your safe, comfortable place, using images, sensations, sounds, smells, whatever is pleasing and easier for you. As you drift deeper and deeper, paying attention only to the sound of my voice, paying attention only to the wonderful, nourishing, rhythmic nature of your breath. Any other sound you hear will be pleasantly in the background. And it'll be there just to help you focus on your breath, focus on the sounds of my words. And every exhalation will allow you to drift deeper and deeper. To just let go. To let go and feel more relaxed than you felt in a long time. Your breathing becoming more regular, deep, slow, and comfortable. And as I begin to count backwards from 10 to 1, I'd like you to simply count backwards with me quietly in your mind. And as we count back, with each number I say, and with each number you say quietly in your mind, you will feel yourself, notice yourself relaxing more deeply. Drifting off into the most pleasant, relaxed, hypnotic state. More deeply calm, relaxed. Your mind more comfortable, more still than it's felt in a long time. As still as can be achieved today, and that's all that's important. Your body more relaxed than it's felt in a long time, as much as is achievable today, and that's okay. So as we count down from 10 to 1, you'll be able to achieve a state of deep relaxation. And each and every time you practice this hypnosis, you'll feel that relaxation growing deeper, more quickly, and staying with you longer, staying with you hours, days, and perhaps weeks. So let us begin, taking a deep, deep breath in through your nose, if that's what's most comfortable for you. And then exhaling through your mouth or your nose and letting go of all the negative energy, tension, worries, frustration that have accumulated over the days and weeks. Just letting go. This is time for you. Nothing else needs to be attended to right now other than you. This is time for you. You can let everything go now and focus on you. Good. Drawing your attention as you exhale with each exhalation to the muscles of the forehead and the scalp relaxing. The muscles around the eyes loosening. Allowing your eyelids to grow more heavy, as if they're glued together. So heavy, so relaxed, so peaceful. That's good. If feeling a warm wave of relaxation flowing around your scalp, around your eyes, over your cheeks, your jaw, down over your neck. Just allowing your jaw to drop, if it may, to relax the muscles in your cheeks, in your jaw. Visualizing every muscle fiber relaxing, smoothing out around the eyes and the forehead, the cheeks, the jaw, around the ears, down into the neck. Feel the muscles softening, loosening, lengthening, more and more relaxed as you move deeper and deeper into hypnosis. So now we'll begin counting downwards from 10 to 1. So when you're ready, 10, take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let it go. Let that breath all the way out. Good. Let go of the tension, tightness in your neck and your shoulders, in your arms and your hands. Just letting it go now. This is your time. Time just for you. Letting the knots in your shoulders release with every breath, pulling those shoulders down, relaxing your bicep, tricep, forearm and hands, letting the palms spread out and the fingers to relax. And 9, when you're ready, taking another deep, deep breath in. And let that breath go. Let that breath grow all the way out. Allowing your shoulders to really drop now. Feel the wave upon wave of deep relaxation. The sensation of drifting and floating. Not a care in the world. Just taking this time for you. To enjoy this brief mental and physical holiday, becoming more deeply relaxed, deeply at ease with every breath. This is your time. Surrounded by a bubble that nothing can penetrate, inside that bubble is your time to enjoy this mental and physical holiday. Nothing can penetrate your bubble. This is your time. With every exhalation, wave upon wave of relaxation flowing downwards from the top of the head, over the forehead, eyes, cheeks, jaw, neck muscles relaxing. Into the shoulders dropping down. The muscles between the rib cage relaxing. Breathing become deeper and easier. Arms, hands relaxing. Your whole body slowly beginning to feel that sensation of just drifting inside your bubble. Not a care in the world. This is your time. Time just for you. Taking another long, slow, deep breath when you're ready at the count of 8. Breathing deeply, comfortably inwards. Feeling your chest. And just letting go. Letting that tension and tightness, those worries, fade into the background. They don't matter right now. This is your time. Inside your protective bubble, this is your time. Feeling that wave upon wave of soothing energy. Just letting go and relaxing. With every breath, every deep inhalation, every exhalation, all the muscles relax more and more. Along the back of the head, down into the neck, between the shoulder blades. The shoulder blades dropping down and relaxing. The muscles in the chest and the stomach softening, loosening, lengthening. Breathing deeper and easier. All the muscles in the tummy relaxing. The internal, external, oblique muscles, the many muscles in the tummy just relaxing. Wave upon wave of soothing energy flowing downwards. Down over the legs, the quads and the hamstrings relaxing. Muscles in the shins and the calves, the muscles in the feet. Waves upon waves of deep relaxation. Now when you're ready, the count is seven. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And letting go, letting all the tension and tightness flow out of your body. Good. Wave upon wave of soothing energy. At your pace, in your way, with every breath. Feeling that protective bubble all around you. Noticing more and more deep sensations of relaxation. The tummy muscles relaxing. The breathing getting easier. Perhaps a gentle sensation of drifting and letting go. That tingling, warm or cool sensations in the tips of the fingers, in the palms of the hands, in the tips of the toes and the feet. Whatever you notice, let it become part of your awareness, part of your experience. Let yourself enjoy while you take this brief mental and physical holiday. And when you're ready, at the count of six, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And as you exhale, really let go this time of tension and tightness. Really let it go. And let yourself drift. Let yourself enjoy the growing sensations of relaxation. And you may be wondering what is happening, if anything's happening at all. But knowing truly, it doesn't really matter. All that really matters is you're taking this time for you. All that really matters is you're feeling a little more at peace, a little more relaxed than you did a few moments ago and a few moments before that. All that really matters is you're allowing yourself to enjoy the sensations of relaxation, comfort that you can experience now, at this time. Not making anything happening, not forcing it to happen, but just enjoying whatever you can experience today. That's all that's important. Good, and when you're ready, the count of five, taking another deep, deep breath in and really letting that breath go. Letting that breath go. And gradually letting Your mind become more relaxed and your body grow more quiet, more calm, more peaceful. You're in charge of your mind and your body. And if ever your mind wanders to worries, things to do, you can simply gently bring it back to the breath. Bring it back to the breath, to the movement of the rib cage into the sternum, to the wonderful sensation of the breath exhaling along your nose, over your lips. You can gently bring it back to this sensation of just breathing and letting go. If ever your mind wanders, and it may, you can gently bring it back to the sounds of the words. You may also gently bring it back to the growing sensations of relaxation, focusing on the wonderful sensations of relaxation in the tips of the fingers, the toes, in the palms of the hands, the bottoms of the feet, the tops, and the wonderful sensation of drifting, whatever you experience, of detaching in your safe, comfortable bubble. And as you gently bring your mind back, every time you do, you'll gradually feel more deeply relaxed, and you'll drift into a deeper, relaxed, hypnotic state. And when you're ready, at the count of four, taking another long, slow, deep breath in, and letting go. Good. And as I count down more and more, gradually, slowly, in your way, you'll feel your mind grow more still within your protective bubble, your body more and more relaxed, the sensation of drifting. You'll notice and feel the words more and more clearly, and you'll let yourself drift more quietly, more deeply, almost as though you're deeply asleep. But it's different than sleep. It's a deep relaxation where you can still clearly hear me. And you'll always hear me as you drift deeper and deeper, no matter how deep you go. You don't need to try or force it. It just happens naturally. And the suggestions I give you as you drift deeper and deeper will sink deeply into the unconscious part of your mind, only because they are suggestions that are helpful and important to you. They will sink deeply into the unconscious part of your mind and help you grow more deeply relaxed, better able to detach, better able to calm your mind, better able to set more realistic expectations for yourself, better able to let go. And these are the things will happen more deeply, more easily, each and every time you practice this hypnosis, each and every day. You'll notice changes in little and meaningful ways. So four, take another deep, deep breath in, letting your mind grow more deeply relaxed, still being able to clearly hear me, but drifting deeper and deeper, giving yourself permission to take this time in your protective bubble to experience as much deep relaxation, calm and peacefulness as is meaningful to you at this moment. And so three, taking another deep, deep breath in, good, and let that breath go, let it go, deeper and deeper relaxed, more safe, more peaceful, more calm. Good. And when you're ready to take another deep, deep breath in. And letting it go. Your mind growing more still gradually, little by little. The sensation of drifting, growing more ever present. The sensations of deep relaxation flowing more easily throughout your body. Just enjoying more and more this time just for you. And one, take another deep, deep breath in. Good, and letting it go. Feeling safe and secure. Feeling more deeply relaxed. Your mind more calm and more at ease. And as you continue to listen, breathing naturally, you'll notice more and more healing energy flowing. You'll notice more calm, more deep relaxation. And you'll notice these feelings grow stronger and you'll enjoy them more and more. So in a moment, I'll ask you to take one more deep breath. And I'll ask you to take that breath and to hold it until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, you'll be able to let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do so, you'll feel yourself sagging limply back, more comfortable, more relaxed, more calm than you felt in a long time. Just enjoying this deep experience of relaxation, this time for you inside your protective bubble, this moment of self-care just for you. Okay, take that deep breath in and hold it. Good, and holding. And holding. And holding. Good, now let that go. Let that breath all the way out. Let it go. And letting go will be two very important words for you as you move throughout your day. You'll be able to use the words, let it go, over and over again throughout your day, each and every day. These will become important words for you. Let it go. I can let it go. I will let it go. I can let it go. These will become important words. And letting go embodies an important concept of self-compassion. Letting go recognizes your worth, your value, recognizes your limits, recognizes the limits of what's possible in the moment. When you're able to remind yourself each and every day, multiple times throughout the day, I can let it go, I can simply let it go. You're interjecting choice into what can sometimes seem automatic behavior. Perfectionistic behavior becomes very automatic over time. Doing more and more, achieving more and more, experiencing more and more pressure becomes automated. Automatic behavior is simply things we do without thinking, without stopping, without reflecting. But as we make more time to interject choice, such as the words, I can let it go, We do things differently. Awareness and insight of toxic perfectionism is important, because toxic perfectionism can be debilitating. It causes multiple problems. It causes problems with procrastination, low self-esteem. Toxic perfectionism and overfunctioning causes problems in relationships, leads to anxiety and depression. Toxic perfectionism causes health problems, headaches, fatigue, insomnia, heartburn, chronically elevated stress levels, increases risks of diabetes, heart disease, eating disorders, malnutrition, constipation, pancreatitis, intestinal blockages. Toxic perfectionism actually prevents us from achieving our goals, and it prevents us from having a full life. Perfectionists don't take chances. They don't take risks, so their lives are more limited. But toxic perfectionism becomes automatic the longer we do it. Causes us to feel driven by shoulds, feel lousy when we compare ourselves to others. Feels like everything is a top priority. We feel constantly overwhelmed. Our families get used to us doing too much. Everything becomes automatic. Asking for help feels like a sign of weakness. We'd rather struggle alone. And finally, toxic perfectionism, the ramifications, the implications, they add up over time, forcing us to reevaluate. So those words, letting go, will become very important to you. Those words, letting go, I can let go, I will let it go. They're interjecting change, because insight is important. Understanding toxic perfectionism and the ramifications and implications to our health, to our relationships, to our joy, to our mood is important. But behavior change, doing things differently, is where we have hope, is where things begin to change. When we begin to do things differently, we interject hope. So as you say those words to yourself more and more each and every day, I will let it go. I'm letting it go. I will let it go. Letting go more and more of unrealistic, unachievable expectations. There will be fear. There will be anxiety, because it's change, because it's new, because it's different. Anytime we do things differently, any time we move away from automatic behaviors, move away from what's familiar, there will be anxiety, there will be fear, there will be doubt. This is typical. This is to be expected. managing, tolerating that discomfort leads us to change. We can't change unless we tolerate the discomfort of ambiguity, taking a chance, doing it differently, of letting go. When we let go, more and more, this becomes our new behavior. And slowly, our insights, our awarenesses, our beliefs, and our values change. We reevaluate the perfectionistic beliefs. We reevaluate those standards, those expectations, those pressures. We let go more and more. And slowly we see everything's okay. The stars didn't fall from the sky. The earth didn't spin opposite on its axis. Everything's okay. Doomsday did not befall us. People still love us and respect us around us, at work, at home. As we let go more and more, we become more flexible. We become nicer to be around. Our mood improves. We become happier, optimistic, positive, excited. These are the things that happen more and more. So in order to let go, we need to be kind to ourselves, compassionate and caring. We need to make space for ourselves to be kind to ourselves each and every day. And in being kind, we let go. We let go of those harsh criticisms, those expectations, that internal critic that's always judging. We let go, knowing that isn't the truth. That's just familiar. So we let go more and more. And more we embrace kindness, flexibility, self-compassion. Asking yourself, just quietly to yourself, right now, are you willing to let go? Are you willing to be more kind to yourself? Are you willing to be more compassionate? Are you willing to be more excitable, happier, optimistic? Take a moment as I'm quiet to reflect upon that. Inside your protective bubble, are you willing? Are you willing to let go, to be more kind, compassionate, optimistic, excited? Self-compassion, kindness, letting go. These can all be learned. These can all be taught. But we need to do it. We need to lower our standards, do something a little less optimally than we may have done last month or last week. We need to let things drop. We need to let things get a little messy. We need to be kind to ourselves and do things differently. We need to tolerate this discomfort as we slowly do it more and more and realize the stars are still in the sky. I'm okay. And I can drop my expectations from 180% to 70%, and I still do a decent job. I still do a job I can be proud of. Others respect because I'm happier, more excited, more optimistic. There's more flexibility. But we need to do things each and every day differently. And we need to take that chance. And yes, there's discomfort. Are you willing to tolerate some discomfort and do things differently? And yes, it will be difficult. But it can be learned through doing differently. So take a moment to think about your day to day and what you can begin to do differently, to interject that self-compassion, to drop that expectation and pressure, to do less, to do it differently. Fear of disappointment can keep us stuck. Stuck into this pattern. Stuck on this path towards health problems, mental health problems, relationship problems, burnout, stress. Fear can keep us stuck into these habits, but fear, if you can tolerate that discomfort of change, the fear of doing it differently can lead you to a brighter and happier living, more flexible, more forgiving, more compassionate, and most of all, happier, excited, optimistic, self-confident, better relationships, more flexibility. You'll value things like joy, pleasure, belonging, flexibility more and more, rather than correctness or completeness. You'll value things that'll keep you happier and healthier for longer. Compassion you can learn each and every day as you're more and more willing to tolerate this discomfort. Getting to a place of just letting go, knowing you're good enough, doing good enough is good enough, doing adequate, doing what's reasonable is good enough. You are good enough, and you can let go of unrealistic, unachievable expectations of the past, as long as you're willing to tolerate that discomfort along the way as you learn these new, healthier, adaptive ways of being, responding, thinking, valuing, and feeling. It's a process. It's a journey. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 7 to 1 and you'll open your eyes. You'll feel alert at the count of 1. Without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy, without feeling sleepy, you'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant experience. And most importantly, those words, let go, letting go, I will let go, I can let go, will resonate deeply in your mind every moment throughout the day, each and every day. And you'll find new and different ways to let go. To relax, to be more flexible, more forgiving, more compassionate, more kind to yourself. So as I count down from 7 to 1, you'll feel more alert, more aware, more awake. And at the count of 1, you'll open your eyes in your time and in your way, feeling alert and energized.
So 7, 6, 5, 4, feeling more aware, more alert. 3, more confident, more determined. 2, alert now, wiggling your fingers and toes, opening your eyes at the count of 1 to the room around you, feeling relaxed and refreshed, re-alerting at the count of 1 in your time and in your way.